Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Good morning, everyone. This is Vicki Dobbs coming to you live with another Kindred Spirit. I'm an author, an artist, a teacher, and a connoisseur of creativity, founder of Wisdom Evolution, and the head cheerleader for the You First Revolution, encouraging you to put you at the top of your priority list, to choose you first, because hashtag you matter. Check out my website at VickiDobbs.com. That's VickiDobbs.com to find out more about the programs I offer and sign up for my Friday Food for Thoughts newsletter. You'll find a gift there, a printable journal for you listeners who love to take notes, record those aha moments or questions, and even write down those little whispers of wisdom that float by on the wind. I'd love to have you join our circle of inspiration and support. You know, choosing you first is not a selfish act. It is an act of self-preservation that allows you to gift the world with the best of you, not just what is left of you. And I'm excited this morning to bring back onto the show again a super guest speaker, author, entrepreneur, and just all-around amazing woman. Linda McKenzie is an award-winning multi-book author, world-renowned God-based psychic, radio host, and president of Creative Health and Spirit, a Manhattan Beach-based media and publishing company started in 1995 that owns the Positive Talk, HealthyLife.net radio network we're broadcasting out to you from today. She's committed to the evolution of positive human consciousness and helping at least one person every day. Welcome back, Linda.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's sunny and cool in Central California, and I'm glad to have the heat drift on somewhere else for a while.
Well, it's nice over here down the coast from you a little bit. I'm really excited about this book because I just want to help as many people as I can. We are in a really bad epidemic. You know, one of the things that you failed to mention was that I was president of a dietary supplement manufacturing company for 8 years. And so when they released these weight loss drugs, which has so many detrimental side effects, I wanted to make sure that people had an alternative way of doing things so that they did not have to take drugs but could lose the weight. And so that's why I wrote the book. I actually did this back in 2007. I released a program when I was with the dietary supplement company, and it worked very well, and people were losing lots of weight. And so I decided to make it an audio book and a regular book just to help people lose weight without having to go using their mind rather than taking these drugs.
Yeah, I was intrigued by your book title, Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss. And it's a subject I've struggled with since my first pregnancy back in 1995. And I know you write in the introduction that weight loss is such a big issue that almost everyone at some time in their lives has wanted to lose weight. So what actually prompted you to write this book now?
Well, as I said, it was the weight loss drugs that actually made me push that. But also, it's very apropos because of the, we've known this for a very long time in the natural health field, that ultra-processed food creates a lot of weight gain. And so it's the ultra-processed foods and now the PUFAs or PUFAs or weight, you know, the plastic particles that are in everything. They're finding it in our brain and our stuff. And you know, our body itself, it needs fat to process even our brain. So, you know, a lot of the kinds of drugs like cholesterol drugs and stuff that they give you at the doctors and statins are not good for you because it actually contributes to Alzheimer's. So with all of these, and then the plastics, we can't really get them out of your body. We do know now that, and they're in everything. They're in the fish we eat, they're in the soil that we eat, they're in the plants, and they're in our brains and our hearts and our lungs and our organs. And we do know that if you, in water now, if you boil your water, it gets rid of the particles. So we do know some things, but we're starting to learn all the time. And the reason when you have these ultra-processed foods that are exciting the system to make you want to eat all the time, and because that's what they're designed to do, they're actually formulated by scientists to get you addicted to it. And then you include all this other stuff where we can't, the whenever there's a foreign substance in your body, the very first thing your body does is try and create fat to keep it away from you, you know. And so we want to make sure that, you know, our immune systems are working correctly. And so the book actually takes, I studied for 2 years on weight loss because I do very intensive studies before I do anything. And it actually takes a glimpse of using, of confronting your mind, your body, and your spirit so that you are definitely committed to the weight loss, and it's using your mind and your spirit, your actual creation to consciousness, to actually enforce and help you lose the weight, and it works.
Yeah, you've created a tool for someone to help themselves, and I love this quote from your book: "Only with self-empowerment can people positively change themselves and make their way to their next step on their special path in life." And I know that you've kind of done these chapters really short and sweet. It was an easy book to digest and totally understandable without getting lost in the science of everything. And simplifying things, what are like the 6 essential tips that are needed for one to be successful in their quest to lose weight and be healthier?
Well, there's a couple of keys to weight loss that I use. You know, there's, you know, don't skip meals, but eat small meals, you know. Time-restricted eating is something new. I've been doing it since 1992. But time-restricted eating actually does help, and that means that you eat anything you want from 6 o'clock in the morning to 6 at night, and then after 6 you have no food. So it takes 12 hours for your body to start digesting food and accommodating that. Also, you need to build lean muscle tissue by exercising, and then of course eating the right foods, low fat, high fiber, a limited carbohydrate diet. You limit dairy except for butter and eggs, and you do not use seed oils at all, like vegetable shortening or margarine. This is definitely adding to weight gain rather than helping you lose. Diet Coke, anything with sweeteners, alternative sweeteners, do not drink. I'd rather have you drink sugar than these alternative aspartames and sweeteners because they create cancer. And then you can use fat-burning vitamins, minerals, and supplements like superfoods like blue-green algae or wheatgrass are body detoxifiers. Weight loss supplements and enzymes like L-carnitine, that's a fat burner. L-glutamine, that reduces craving. Chromium picolinate, it helps to digest, it's a fat burner, and it levels out your sugar levels. And then betaine hydrochloride, that helps to digest meat proteins faster, because when we eat meat, it takes 2 days for our body to break it down to get out of our system. And when food stays in our system, then the fat built, because the more longer the food stays in our system, the more fat we get. So we want to help to digest that meat protein faster. So the betaine hydrochloride, or HCI, works. Peppermint works. Fennel, basil, they all help this digestion. And then there's some fluid retention relievers such as Uva-ursi, U-V-A-U-R-S-I, Uva-ursi, which is an herb, and coriander. So, and there's also spices that can help to lose weight, like cayenne pepper, ginger, mustard. You have to avoid toxins, which include pharmaceutical drugs and over-the-counter drugs. And you have to cut out caffeine and alcohol, also getting adequate sleep, and then using visualization and meditation actually works quite well.
And drink lots of water.
Not necessarily. There's a big myth on that you're supposed to drink a couple of gallons of water a day. That is incorrect for health. What is right is when you're thirsty, you drink, and when you're not thirsty, you don't drink. Because for me, if I drink 8 glasses of water a day, I plump up and it doesn't release. So the new rule is when you're thirsty, you drink, and water is the preferable thing if it's filtered. And not in bottles. If you're drinking water in a plastic bottle and it's in the sun, it creates estrogen in the water, and therefore you are going to be having problems, hormonal problems with that. And if you ever wonder why people are driving nutty on the roads and why sometimes males are a little bit more effeminate right now, it's because of the bottled water and sunlight hitting plastic and plastic energizing that water into estrogen.
Wow.
Yeah, well, lots of stuff.
there's so much to this process, and I read that you found stress was the common thread that wove its way through all your research, and I, for one, am right there with you, because this last year for me has been very stressful, and I eat probably a third what I used to eat and gain 20 pounds.
Right. And well, that's the plastics also, because the plastics now have become a really big problem. So I understand, but it's the stress does, and I found that was the common denominator. When I started looking at what is really causing weight gain, I said, there's 4 stresses that actually are the major culprits.
Yeah.
You know, one is like nutritional stress, where you're not getting enough right nutrients. And that makes it, how does that affect weight gain? Well, when you don't get the right nutrients, your body doesn't process food correctly. For example, you probably didn't know, but after 35, our digestive enzymes in our body starts to deplete, and so therefore you need digestive enzymes to help you process the food and after the age of 35. And another thing that most people don't know is that you've got to change out those digestive enzymes like every couple of months, because then they don't work, and then sometimes you have to get off of them so that your body's not wanting to use them all the time. But so you have to make sure that your body processes food correctly, and nutritional, eating the right foods and things like that and getting the right nutrients from foods is one of the biggest types of stress. Then there's emotional stress. Now, this is eating for the wrong reasons or holding on to weight. So that helps to develop cravings and food dependency and overeating. Well, what happens there, for example, if you've been attacked as a child, you know, sexually abused or even attempted on that, you will hold on to the weight so that you will be unattractive. You may not know it on a conscious level, but there are conscious emotional things that can help you, that make you keep the weight on. And so we have to make sure that we're releasing all those emotional stresses as well. And then we have physical stress, where you're not getting enough exercise. You have to exercise. I don't care. I'm 70. I don't care. Walk around the block. You know, do weights 3 times a week. Do yoga for flexibility. I'm 75. I haven't been to a doctor since 1992. I'm in perfect health. And I, it's because of eating correctly and exercising. Exercise is the number one important thing for weight loss and also for keeping your body and healthy. So, and if you don't get enough exercise, it slows down the body metabolism and increases fat storage. So if you're not walking or getting exercise, remember the calories are important too, but it's as much as keeping fit so that your body is using up the energy so that it doesn't turn into fat. And then the last one that nobody ever realized was outside pollutants. It's environmental stress. That's where outside pollutants and food and drug pollutants come into play. For example, here in Southern California by L.A., the freeway is packed 100% of the time. I mean, I could remember with COVID when they stopped the driving, it was like complete silence. And I'm sitting there, I couldn't sleep because there was this definite hum. And I'm way far from the freeway, but you still get that definite hum. Well, what happens with that, not only is that sound pollution, but there's also the oil and the gas fumes that are coming from the cars. Those will help you gain weight. So there's a lot of things that you don't understand that will help you because it's not what your body, it's a foreign substance to your body. Your body's first response is to try and build fat around it to get it out of there. Okay? So outside pollutants. The other thing is drugs. And this is over-the-counter drugs. Those are pollutants. Pesticides are pollutants. Flavorings are pollutants. Artificial colors are pollutants in your body. These are things that your body does not need nor want, and being that you're fighting these, it's a crazy making thing. For example, the average drug has 52 side effects. Every drug. So you're on 10 drugs from the doctor, that's 520 side effects that your body is trying to fight to keep you healthy. How can you lose weight? And half the time when you're looking at the taking drugs, it's the drugs that are causing the weight. So we have those four types of stress, and what the book does, it goes through each and every one of these types of stresses and helps you combat them. I hate to use the word combat because I it's really not a fight, but that's the only word I can think of right now is to combat them so that we can overcome. We can overcome them. I'm even yelling at myself. We can overcome them, you know, so that we can lose weight. When I wrote the book, I lost 15 pounds, and I didn't even want to lose weight. And I was going, why am I losing weight? And then I realized that in the book, it teaches you that when you've had enough food, you take a sip of water, and when you'll take a sip of water. And I don't even drink water, right? Because I told you before, I gain weight with water. And I found after, at a restaurant, I was picking up and drinking water. I'm going, what is this? And I go, oh, my God, it's my book. I got to stop reading my book. I'm going to go away to nothing. You know?
Stop reading
my book.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like that little gal on TV decades ago that used to say, you got to eat, you got to breathe, and you got to move.
Right.
And it wraps that up in what you're saying. And the other thing I'm hearing from you is that the closer you get to the earth with what you put in your mouth, the healthier it is for you.
Correct.
So eating fresh and
right now we can only eat organic if we want to maintain health, you know, because this COVID virus, which was man manufactured, I'm sorry, but it was. I saw it. You know, I mean, I went back in time. I've been psychic since I'm 8 years old, and I went back and saw exactly what was going on with that. And so, but what's happened is they developed this so that it would continue to develop, and more things are happening with it. So, our whole health is being very, very much compromised, and every time we think we've got it, it's coming back again. So we have to be extra vigilant about that.
So helping to eating healthier is assisting your immune system to be stronger in order to naturally fight off the different things that nature throws at us, even the man-made issues.
Correct. And that means, and remember, your mind is your most important asset, along with your spirit and body. But your mind, in this case, you're using your mind to help you make a real commitment to weight loss. Because I found when I did my studies that people start out like January, I'm going to lose weight, right? And then in January, you lose the weight. You're trying to lose the weight. By February, you're off. Right? And that's because they can't make a real commitment. So it's the real commitment to weight loss that you can embed in your mind, you know, and helps you to lose weight. You know, your left logical mind says, I want to lose weight, right? And it tells you, do this, do this, do this, do this. But the right creative side of your mind is the one that affects the weight change. And the left logical will beat you down and give you the negativity, and you're doing this wrong, and you're doing that wrong, and da-da-da-da-da. And the right side of the brain is saying, could you just shut up, left logical mind, so that I can go ahead and accomplish what you already want to accomplish? So what this book does, it gives you your intentions for your right brain and quiets your left brain by giving it a story to follow. And then your right brain is actually creating the change.
That's very cool. And I know I want to get into more about visualization and stuff after we take the break, so we don't have to break right in the middle. It's a little different, I think, from the keys that you talk about being essential to the tips that you talk about needing for success. And in those tips versus the keys that you talk about are that you not only don't skip meals and that sort of thing, but there's that need to make a commitment to transform your mind, to become, to decrease your emotional stress, to change your eating habits, the exercise, the need to release stress in your life. And maybe most important and a great thing, I think, to pick up when we come back on is the visualizations and the word that you use are learn to think thin.
Right.
And I think that...
Well, there's a whole program, but I think it's time for break because I'm here.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's a great one to come back to after our break.
Okay.
We'll be right back, folks. Hang in there.
It's time. Time for you. Sometimes we set aside our own wants and needs for others, and that's okay as long as you take care of yourself first. It's like putting the oxygen mask on yourself before your child. The same applies to life. But it is hard in such a busy world. But no worries. Vicki Dobbs' new book, Get Off the Shelf, helps you every step of the way. Everybody needs help, and here is yours. Get your copy of Vicki Dobbs' Get Off the Shelf at VickiDobbs.com, Amazon.com, or anywhere fine books are sold. Learning to tap into the evolution of your own wisdom is hard, but now there's a place you can go where you can find some resources to do just that. VickiDobbs.com. At VickiDobbs.com, not only can you get free resources to help you get connected to Source, but you can find out about Vicki's Sacred Wisdom Workshops, sign up for her blog, or buy her book. Don't pass up this opportunity to discover your evolution of self. Visit VickiDobbs.com. That's VickiDobbs.com. Life is a personal journey. Don't bury yourself under such a busy life that you set your own aside. Vicki Dobbs' new book, Get Off the Shelf, uses a blend of ancient wisdom, modern modalities, art, and creativity so you learn to choose you first, which gives the world the very best of you, not just what's left of you. So don't put your head in the sand. Do something about it. When you realize you have lost yourself, buried in your busy life, then gift yourself a copy of Vicki Dobbs' Get Off the Shelf, available at your favorite book source and at VickiDobbs.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Vicki Dobbs, and I'm here with Linda McKenzie talking about her book, Total Mind, Body, Spirit, Weight Loss. Hi, Linda.
Hey, Vicki.
So we just were beginning to talk about the process of visualization and how important they are to the success of your program. So how does visualization work, and how does one prepare for it?
Right. Well, basically, what you're doing is you're using the mind-body connection in visualization. And what visualization does is it uses positive images that over a period of time help you accomplish weight loss. So if you think about it, the mental form of the mind is emotion. And emotion produces a feeling that turns into a physical sensation. So so for example, if you're at a movie theater and it's a horror show and something scary comes on, you're looking at the image and all of a sudden you're getting scared and you get goosebumps on your arms, okay? So that's how it works, where it takes the mental form of mind is emotion, and emotion produces a feeling that turns into a physical sensation. So visualization uses positive images that produce feeling, like a commitment to weight loss, that turns into a physical sensation that actually manifests the weight loss. I mean, I can tell you that with visualization and by, you know, I can go in and if I need to lose 3 pounds overnight, I can. If I went and did a visualization and say, well, I want to lose 100 pounds by tomorrow, it ain't going to happen, right? As much as you want, it's not going to happen. So what you can do is visualization is a very good tool to help you not only lose weight, but help you heal and stay happy and healthy throughout your life. As a matter of fact, back in 1987, I guess it was, I think it was 87 or 90, yeah, around 87, I got the chronic fatigue syndrome. And I was sleeping 16, 18 hours a day. I was going to the hospital for brain tumors and heart attacks and whatever, and nobody knew what to do with it. So I ended up using hypnosis and visualization and changing diet to heal myself. And so this is very powerful, it works very well, and I later became was going for my PhD in hypnotherapy, and when I took my class, I went to, you know, to get my certification, everybody was coming over and sitting with me, and the guy that was giving the class, which was the president of the company, he was getting pissed, you know. And I wasn't trying to do anything, but my voice is really good in hypnotherapy, you know. So he was getting annoyed. So he finally came up and he goes, "Who are you?" And I said, "I'm nobody." And he says, "You come and sit by me, because at least if they're going to talk to you, they're going to talk to me." I said, "Fine, you know." So I sat next to him, and I said to him, I had produced these visualization tapes for different kinds of things, for stress and anxiety and arthritis and stuff that I had made. And I said to him, "Look, could you listen to these overnight and just let me know, you know, what you think of them? Because I don't want to put something out there that's not going to work." And so he came down the next day. He goes, "I'm putting you in the PhD program." He goes, "You have combined 3 methods of hypnotherapy in one." And that's what is in this book. Okay, so there's 3 methods of hypnotherapy, which is very, very powerful. And matter of fact, later on, the board of hypnotherapy called me their most creative, prolific mind. I never knew exactly what that meant, but I hope it was a compliment.
Yeah, for sure.
So anyway, so what happens is that's why visualization works. It cured me of chronic fatigue. And it's really just the right-left brain connection, which I was talking about before. So over a period of time, replacing your negative thoughts with positive ones changes your belief system, and your body responds because you are what you think. So visualization puts your intention of what you want into work.
Wow. So when you're talking about the visualization, how do you access that mind-body connection?
You've got to give it up. Just follow the story. In other words, in my book, what you'll do is you'll be reading it, and even if you think that you're not getting anything, for example, when I go and, you know, I was giving lectures, you know, when I was doing the vitamin things, I was giving lectures on to pharmacy, you know, to at the Natural Pharmaceutical Conference in Boston or wherever it was, I don't know what, Maryland or wherever it was. And I was going around giving them, you know, talking about natural methods for menopause to pharmacists who want to give out drugs. And a lot of these people were, you know, I put them all into trance. And I said, we're going to try this, you know. So I put them all into trance, and some of them, their eyes wouldn't open. You know, they'd keep their eyes open, rather. And I would say, you know, and I would just wink at them, you know. And I would continue to do the visualization, because even when you think you're not getting it, you're getting it, okay? So, you know, because your mind is attuned to what's right and good for you and what is in truth. And since I always speak in truth, your body cannot deny truth. You can deny it, and but it will haunt you until you say yes to it, right? Because that's what truth does. It will annoy you and annoy you and annoy you until you accept it. So when I'm speaking complete truth, your body knows, and we're connecting on a spiritual level. So, you know, you can't run away from it. And that's what this, that's exactly what this is. It's not a mean thing. It's allowing you to use your own potential, to use visualization that will help you. And it's designed in such a way that it equates change no matter who you are. Even if you just read it, the things are going to come back at you.
So it's different than meditation in that you're actually guiding somebody through a visual process as opposed to sitting with yourself in silence in your mind and trying to
let it wander.
Quote unquote, meditate.
Correct. It's not meditation.
Yeah.
It's forming an intention. You know, you form an intention, and then you go into these guided meditations, or it's guided visualizations. It's the same, but it's got an intention, whereas when you're meditating, it's just free form. Let me go and see what's happening. But what when you're doing visualization and trying to accomplish things, it's using the mind in a different way. So,
yeah.
So, but the biggest thing, first off, is commitment, because no matter what your mind does, if you're not committed in your mind and your body and your spirit, if it's not complete, you will always fall off the wagon. So you have to integrate your mind, body, and spirit into the process. So on the physical level, you need the right foods, the supplements, and exercise. On a mental level, we need to release the negative emotional problems and mental processes that keep the weight on. And then spirit, in this case, is our desire to lose the weight so we stay motivated. So when you make a commitment on just one level, like just doing a physical diet, and the other two are left out, it doesn't work long term. So by determining the reasons why you specifically hold on to the weight on a mind-body-spirit level, and acknowledging that the reasons are there, it opens you up to success. And this book helps you determine all the subliminal reasons why you hold on to the weight on all three levels, so you can walk through that door to success.
Wow, that's a lot to take in. And I know the years I worked with Lynn Andrews, she did guided visualizations in all of her programs and workshops. And to read through the ones that you've done, I recognized how powerful they were working with Lynn. And so I was very much drawn into the process. And you have so many in this book that a person can pick and choose. And I know you talk about doing them morning and evening, doing multiple ones morning and evening, and
we could get into that, but I think it's time for a break. I'm keeping you honest here.
that's cool. I heard Jay say 1 minute, so I was giving my little 1 minute rattle on here. So let's take a break, and we'll be back with Linda McKenzie in 2 minutes.
Life is a personal journey. Don't bury yourself under such a busy life that you set your own aside. Vicki Dobbs' new book, Get Off the Shelf, uses a blend of ancient wisdom, modern modalities, art and creativity, so you learn to choose you first, which gives the world the very best of you, not just what's left of you. So don't put your head in the sand, do something about it. When you realize you have lost yourself, buried in your busy life, then gift yourself a copy of Vicki Dobbs' Get Off the Shelf, available at your favorite book source and at VickiDobbs.com. Learning to tap into the evolution of your own wisdom is hard, but now there's a place you can go where you can find some resources to do just that. VickiDobbs.com. At VickiDobbs.com, not only can you get free resources to help you get connected to Source, but you can find out about Vicki's Sacred Wisdom Workshops, sign up for her blog, or buy her book. Don't pass up this opportunity to discover your evolution of self. Visit VickiDobbs.com. That's VickiDobbs.com. It's time. Time for you. Sometimes we set aside our own wants and needs for others, and that's okay as long as you take care of yourself first. It's like putting the oxygen mask on yourself before your child. The same applies to life. But it is hard in such a busy world. But no worries. Vicki Dobbs' new book, Get Off the Shelf, helps you every step of the way. Everybody needs help, and here is yours. Get your copy of Vicki Dobbs' Get Off the Shelf at VickiDobbs.com, Amazon.com, or anywhere fine books are sold.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, gang. This is Vicki Dobbs, and I'm talking to Linda McKenzie about her new book, Total Mind, Body, and Spirit Weight Loss. And we were talking about commitment, Linda, and in your program, you say to reach a real commitment to weight loss. How exactly do you do that?
Well, right before the break, we were talking about that, and so the book will actually help you do the three levels. I do want to apologize if I pushed you towards break, but I've been in radio for 35 years and I can feel the seconds and I'm going, and so it was just automatic. Please excuse me about that.
No worries. It's working with a pro, you learn the little nuances, so I'm cool. It's good.
Good, because what you do a lot of things to help people too, and helping with their self. And that's what this is, why we get along real well, is because this book too is helping people to help themselves, the same as what your whole life is about. It's a good way. It's a good adjunct for a specific reason. There's a lot of things to do here to do weight loss, and one is mind transformation, right? So there's different kinds of modules or different kinds in your audiobook, by the way, which is released now. Okay, and it's very easy, because instead of just reading the book, I'd prefer you get the book and read along as well as doing the audiobook. But the audiobook, you can just pick the tracks that you need. Because what you do is you're going to use the program all at once. You're going to read the book once, and then depending on what is the day, what's happening with you, is you're going to try and use that visualization for that day, and then use a thinking thin meditation and a stress meditation to relieve stress and keep you on track for thinking thin. So there's different modules. So one of the modules is like mind transformation. And what's that all about? Well, it helps you release your negative behavior patterns. It helps you reduce food intake naturally. And it alters your emotional ties to eating. So, for example, if somebody's yelling at you, well, here, I'll give you a good example. A lot of psychics are very overweight. And you wonder why, because they shouldn't. Well, number one, they're probably not using the energy correctly. But number two is because they're reaching for chocolate because their energy is depleted, right? So the chocolate is putting weight on them. So you have to alter your emotional ties to eating on that. Or sometimes people like to overeat. And so if you know that it's going to be Thanksgiving, then you would use the visualization in here for mind transformation before you go to dinner. And that will help you reduce your food intake naturally and help you stop eating when you've had enough. Okay? So you would use that. And then you would use a stress meditation and a thin meditation. Just in the morning, and at night, and it's less than 30 minutes a day, and you'll affect the weight loss. Then the next thing is like body transformation. See, we are what we eat, right? Just as we are what we think. So body transformation helps you eat more slowly, because if you chew your food more, then it takes 20 minutes for your mind to understand, that you're full. So you want to eat slow, and that will help you stop cravings and hunger. it will help. There's a body transformation module also has things in here for controlling your overeating effortlessly and naturally selecting the right foods for you. You know, and this can be used over and over because, you know, it's interesting that, you know, sometimes at night, you know, we will dream about a food or we'll have a craving for a food, and it's really not for that food. It's for the vitamins and minerals in that food that we need. So sometimes, you know, our food that we need may be different. So you can, this visualization actually helps you see the actual foods that you're supposed to be eating. And it'll be right 100% of the time. And it will also show the foods you should not be eating. So you can use the visualization over and over and over again at different times in your life, and you can find what foods are exactly what you're supposed to be eating. It's very metaphysical, this program. It's very God-based. It's very metaphysical. It uses consciousness and energy, and there's a lot of stuff in here. But it's really works almost for everyone. We've had people lose average weight loss in 6 weeks is about 10 pounds. Our biggest weight loss feat back in the day was, because we did clinical studies on this thing, you know, on the thing back in the day when I was in the weight loss, you know, when I was in the vitamin company. And our biggest success story was a guy that lost 100 pounds in 3 months. With no overeating, with no diet stuff, with no thinking about anything, just naturally did it. So it, and then the next thing, remember I told you have to exercise. So the visualization, through these visualizations and the exercise motivation chapters and tracks, you can learn the joy of exercise where you actually feel good when you're exercising. You can find the right exercise for you. And most important, it gives you the desire to exercise regularly so that you makes your body feel as good as it looks. And it's a do-it-yourself.
That's the biggie. It's reading through the book again last night just to be ready to chat with you today. I realized that it really is all about you helping you yourself and not making you what my husband calls in the horse world trainer dependent. It gives you the power to create and to embody the person that you want to be mentally, physically, and spiritually.
Correct. Yeah, that's exactly it. And then thinking thin is really important because by reinforcing the thought of being thin, it boosts the mind into accomplishing effective weight loss. If you don't constantly think, you know, you actually harness like a thought form energy to self-empower yourself to success. So, you know, there's, I don't know which one I have in there. I do a lot of weight loss things for people. But, you know, you will actually see yourself as you're meant to be. And this will imprint on your mind. And subconsciously, you will be driving towards that goal. But if you don't consistently reinforce the thought of being that thin, your mind will go off in different directions, right? So that's what that does.
Yeah, it's kind of like meeting your ideal self.
Yeah, exactly.
Just taking a walk in the forest and coming upon a stranger who, when you get close enough, you realize is you in your ideal self.
Correct.
Yeah. So, that's a great place for us to take a break. We will be back in two, folks. Hang in with us as we have one more session to talk about total mind, body, spirit, weight loss with Linda McKenzie.
Learning to tap into the evolution of your own wisdom is hard, but now there's a place you can go where you can find some resources to do just that. VickiDobbs.com. At VickiDobbs.com, not only can you get free resources to help you get connected to Source, but you can find out about Vicki's Sacred Wisdom Workshops, sign up for her blog, or buy her book. Don't pass up this opportunity to discover your evolution of self. Visit VickiDobbs.com. That's VickiDobbs.com. It's time for you Sometimes we set aside our own wants and needs for others, and that's okay as long as you take care of yourself first. It's like putting the oxygen mask on yourself before your child. The same applies to life. But it is hard in such a busy world. But no worries. Vicki Dobbs' new book, Get Off the Shelf, helps you every step of the way. Everybody needs help, and here is yours. Get your copy of Vicki Dobbs' Get Off the Shelf at VickiDobbs.com, Amazon.com, or anywhere fine books are sold. Life is a personal journey. Don't bury yourself under such a busy life that you set your own aside. Vicki Dobbs' new book, Get Off the Shelf, uses a blend of ancient wisdom, modern modalities, art, and creativity so you learn to choose you first, which gives the world the very best of you, not just what's left of you. So don't put your head in the sand, do something about it. When you realize you have lost yourself, buried in your busy life, then gift yourself a copy of Vicki Dobbs' Get Off the Shelf, available at your favorite book source and at VickiDobbs.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Vicki Dobbs here with Linda McKenzie, and we're talking about total mind, body, spirit, weight loss. And Linda, you have shared so much about the value and the use of this program. How do you use it yourself? Or do you?
Well, I had to just recently. What happens is that, I'm a size... normally a size 6, but I was doing they asked me to do a TV special, so I had to lose 10 pounds for TV. So it took me about 4 to 6 weeks, and then that's when I use these kinds of things. But I'm always on the diet. I think in the book there's something called the Linda Mac diet, and it's a diet that I went on when I had chronic fatigue syndrome back in 1992. I finally found a doctor that was a medical doctor and herbalist, a acupuncturist, an oriental medicine doctor, and a homeopath. And he was fantastic. He now goes around the country helping people to heal from immune diseases. But back in the day, he gave me this no diet. And he says, I said, well, when can I get off of this? Because this is disgusting. And he said, never. He says, if you want a healthy immune system, he goes, Epstein-Barr virus, immune system, fibromyalgia, all of these things are related. And he said, if you want to stay healthy, you have to and not, fall into the problems of these diseases. He says, it's mostly these foods. And so I put together a substitution thing where, because this is, I should actually call this the no diet. It's really a high immune system diet that actually helps you, keeps you from getting sick with the side effect of weight loss, right? So the ABC, so I included an ABC substitution table that you can make any meal into a really tasty gluten-free, white sugar-free, milk, casein-free meal. Because you limit dairy. I don't do any dairy except butter, because butter is getting a bad rap. It always did. It helps. It has heart enzymes in there that actually help you. And then on top of that, it's just wonderful, to do. And I don't do any gluten at all as well. So it was just kind of an interesting thing. So there was a really interesting story that when I was first doing this diet, I'm Italian, right? And so I have I cook all the time, and so basically what happens is that my daughter was young when I was doing this and was very much she was very much depleted from cookies because I couldn't eat them, so I wasn't making them. She was cookie star. So I finally found this recipe that was oat, and so there was no sugar in it, no nothing, and it was, and you miss, when you're not eating wheat or grains, you actually miss the texture. So she came running home from school, and she said, Mom, "You, I smell oatmeal cookies." And I said, "Wait, wait, wait." And she puts it in and she looks at me after one bite and she goes, "These are the cookies from hell." So it took me 10 years to figure out how to do a gluten-free, wheat-free, dairy-free, sugar-free meal and make it palatable. And so there was one Christmas Eve, and I do all Christmas Eve. So one year I did, on one side of the room, I did all the pies and cakes and cookies and whatever that were normal. And then the other one, on the other side of the room, I did the same kinds of things, but made them wheat-free, gluten-free, dairy-free. And at the end of the meal, everybody had gone, they just thought it was going to be two ends of the table, you know, when they were doing their things. And they were eating more of the wheat-free, dairy-free, sugar-free cookies and cakes and pies and puddings than they were eating on the other. And they had been teasing me for like 5 years. We're not eating that shit, you know. So, So I said to them at the end of the night, I said, "By the way, all the food over on that side was gluten-free, wheat-free, and dairy-free, and sugar-free." And so they were amazed. So what I've done is I normally cook with a 1940s book, you know, cookbook, you know, because I love those old-time recipes. And I think they're better for you, actually, than the new ones, if you're using the right ingredients. So I gave these substitution tables that you can take any recipe and you can convert it into a very healthy recipe that tastes good. And so, you know, and there's little tricks to the trade that I've learned. So I put it in this. What will happen is that if you end up wanting to use the diet along with the weight loss book, you will lose more weight. You'll lose another 10 pounds easier within 6 weeks. So,
and when are you doing a cookbook?
I actually have it written. I have 60 more recipes to go. But that I have a, you know, I wasn't doing any books. I had three books out before I started the radio network, and that was a very intensive thing. But I took a back step because by putting people like you and other people on, it helps more people. So instead of being a point of light, I become a lighthouse, but I don't get the recognition. I'm in the background. But being that I'm 75, I figured if I don't start getting these books out, they're not getting out. So I'm putting out one book a year for the next 10 years. I've already written books, but they're just ready to go. The next book that I'm putting out next year is called Kaleidoscope World, which is hopefully going to come out with a 12-song record that I wrote with it, and it's for kids that to stop them from being fearful, how to transcend fear, and how to maintain positive thought. And it's a wonderful story that takes children on an adventure, including adults. The adults love it, you know, and the adults love the book, and it just teaches everybody on that. So that's my next book. So the cookbook will happen sometime. But
well, put me on your launch team for the kids' book. Yeah. I have an 11 and 15-year-old grandsons, and I can't think of a better subject than helping them move through the process of fear that they encounter on a regular basis.
On a daily basis, yeah. And the songs, I'm hoping to include the record in with the book. And the songs are, very frankly, there's one called "Fear Is My Friend." I'll just sing a little bit for you. "Fear is my friend, and in the end, it teaches me how to be free. When fear is found, don't keep it round, or it will be your enemy. Just stand right up and face it, so you can then replace it. Combine your love with God above, and fear doesn't stand a chance. Oh no, fear is my friend, and in the end, it teaches me how to be free. Just take a positive action, don't hesitate a fraction. Find what to do and see it through, and fear doesn't have a chance. Oh no, fear is my friend, and in the end, it teaches me how to be free. Fear is my friend, and in the end, it teaches me how to be free."
That's beautiful, and you know, you can tie that right back, at least for me, as I'm listening to you say those words. There's a fear that people wrap around weight loss.
Right.
And so, you know, maybe stick that record in this book too.
I got to make it first. And I can't do all the parts, unfortunately, so I have to get some other you know, musicians and singers to help me with that too.
First time I've ever done a record.
So
it's been an absolute joy to have you on my show again, and please everybody check out Linda's website. That's Linda McKenzie, MacKenzie.net, or on Facebook at linda.mckenzie.56, and be sure to get your copy of Total Mind, Body, Spirit, Weight Loss anywhere good books are sold. And remember, feel, know, and trust your way to success. Check out my website at VickiDobbs.com, and if you're in the California area in September, I'm hosting a live in-person event with Beth Perkins in the Placerville area, harnessing the superpower of the fall equinox as we bridge the legacies of Lynn Andrews and the Sisterhood of the Shields with Michael Harner's Way of the Shaman and the Medicine Wheel teachings of Evelyn Eaton. That's September 21 and 22 at the wonderful Diamond Springs Center for Healing Arts and Teaching. This is Vicki Dobbs, founder of Wisdom Evolution and head cheerleader for the You First Revolution, reminding you that it's time for you to give yourself permission to be first in your world, to put you on your calendar first, and to choose you first. You have a right to be happy, because hashtag you matter. Have a wonder-filled week traveling down happy trails till we meet again. I'll see you next month.